ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm going to fish you. Yes, I'm going to fish you. I'm going to fish you too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Fish Radio. I am your host, Brad.
And I'm Brad, and we put the cast in podcasting.
Why Fish Radio is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba. Our good friend Stu up there is telling us that the river is high and the fishing is hot. So check them out on the web, catsonthered.net. Well, this week we have a pretty exciting show. Nothing real earth-shattering as far as the Why Fish concept or anything goes, because we really haven't had a chance to talk very much lately. Brad's been up on a northern Manitoba fly-in. I've been in Devil's Lake. We've been in the river. We've got some flooding. We're going to talk about it all. But first, the long-awaited announcement of the winner of the Trophy Cat Adventures Day on the Red River with Ken Hollins. And it's our pleasure to announce our winner is Darren Appert from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. I just spoke with Kent here the other day. All the arrangements are made, and this guy is excited to hit the Red River. So hopefully we'll have some interviews for you when that day happens. He can tell you all about how that day goes and how much he enjoys fishing up here on the Red. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Brad because I think he's got the more exciting story than everybody.
Well, before we get started here, I mean, we're kind of marking a historic occasion here right now. You look around, we are doing a show outdoors, which I believe is a first for Why Fish Radio. We started this in November, or was it October, sometime, and we were huddled in a basement, and it's just been too cold, but we've got summer here now, finally. The sun's out, no rain, and we're sitting outside, and, you know, come to think of it, I haven't even had a mosquito, so life's pretty good right now. Well, is that what it was? Nothing wrong with a little spray. But, fishing-wise, had a chance to spend 5 full days in far northern Manitoba at a place called Big Sand Lake Lodge. We flew out of Winnipeg on the morning of June 4th, and we were on the water fishing later that afternoon. And you know you're a long ways north when you're at a place in early June and the ice has only been off 4 days. And there was 4 of us that went up. Here from the Grand Forks area, and we had a great time. We really did. It's an absolutely gorgeous facility. You know, what they have done, making a lodge like that out of a remote, totally inaccessible area. I mean, everything, huge logs had to be hauled in over a winter road they made that they cut through the bush in the wintertime. I mean, everything has to be flown in, and, the result when it's all done is, a facility where you're fishing and eating and doing everything in just complete total comfort, but yet you're in a very much a wilderness area. It was a great time.
I envy you for that trip, and I was fortunate enough to see a couple of the pictures. Now, I understand there was lake trout, big northerns, walleyes, and you were talking before you went on the trip about grayling. Now, haven't heard if you ever did get on that trip.
I found out later the grayling is a situation where you actually have to fly in into an area, and we didn't have the time to do that. And, you know, because the ice is just getting off, I mean, the season's just kind of getting started up there, and so they didn't really have that program up and running yet. But so I'll just have to keep that one on my to-do list. Probably the best thing going that I saw up there was northern pike. You look in the brochures and in the literature for this place, and you see a lot of pictures of big northern pike. And the lake certainly lives up to its reputation for pike. We caught them of all sizes, lots and lots of walleyes. And the lake trout, it doesn't seem to be a numbers lake for lake trout, but you talk about size. I've never seen lake trout like that in my life. There was one caught up there that week that went 43 inches. That's a fish well in excess of 40 pounds. And I don't have to catch numbers of fish when you have a shot at a fish like that. I mean, that's fish of a lifetime stuff. But we got to sample it all. Probably spent more time fishing pike than anything else, just because those fish are in shallow bays right now, and it's so much fun to watch them cruising around and trying to get them to bite. There's kind of a sight fishing situation going on, and we saw some big northerns out there.
That is always exciting when there's a big northern involved, and the fact that you were able to see them. Little closer to home, the Devil's Lake fishing has picked up nicely, finally. The walleyes are biting, the northerns are biting, everything's biting. I had the opportunity to get out there and experience that. Also, we talked to you a few weeks back about the good catfishing we had, and it sounds like right now the only good catfishing to be had on the Red River is up with our friend Stu at Cats on the Red, because they're the only ones that can handle high water and everything that goes with high water. But from talking to a few of their guides, man, oh man, is there some fish to be had.
What did you say? They were out for a day and two people caught 43 fish? That's an incredible number of fish when you think about the fact that it's probably taking you a minimum of 10 minutes to get every fish into the boat. And good situation there. But like you say, our river right now, it's well past flood stage. Boat ramps are submerged. We're kind of in a hold pattern here right now, which, I mean, it's really kind of unfortunate because, I mean, as you saw when we went out, the spring was off to just an absolutely amazing start. We went out that one night, caught three fish over 20 pounds and three others that were in that 15 to 18 pound range, which, I mean, when you can do that for a couple hours after work is really something. So, you know, to get a taste of that and then have it kind of taken away for a while, you can't help but feel a little bit cheated.
Well, the unfortunate part of the whole thing is now here we are sitting out in the yard recording Why Fish Radio. It's 75, almost 80 degrees, not a lot of bugs, no wind whatsoever, and the river's flooding, so we can't do anything about it. I mean, in a normal case, we'd be out catfishing right now and certainly not be thinking about recording a show for the week.
Well, I tell you what, that Lund that's sitting there above the sump pump hose that's running steadily is looking mighty lonely, and hopefully, you know, within a couple of weeks, maybe things will be turning around here and we can get back out again. I guess, you know, if there is a bright spot to it, is those fish are probably hitting the spawn right now. So the bite maybe would be a little bit off anyway. You got to try to find a little consolation when you can. And hopefully that's kind of the situation here right now. And when the river does go down, it's going to be gangbusters again.
That is the absolute truth. We are in the spawn. And it would be the little slower time for the year, so I guess you look on the bright side, you know, this would be the better time for a flooding situation. But we just always hate to have a flooding situation and not have the opportunity, especially when we have some nice warm weather with some sun and everything going in our favor. But something I want to touch back on with Brad's trip up north is, if you go back through our archives and listen to our show we did back a few months ago about fly-in trips, I think that one summed up the entire discussion of taking a fly-in trip. Would you call that a once-in-a-lifetime trip?
Well, you might call it that, but after you take one, you're going to do everything in your power to make sure it's maybe more like once a year. And there are a lot of different options out there as far as fly-in trips. You don't have to spend $2,000 to do it. I mean, you can do that and spend more if you'd like. But you can take a pretty good fly-in trip for $500 on a, you know, more of a bare-bones do-it-yourself basis. But there's just something about being in a lake that doesn't see a whole lot of pressure. There's nobody else there. And sort of the beauty of the trip we were just on, this was a fully guided package where morning coffee is delivered to your door, and then there's breakfast, and then you go out and meet your guide, and you head out on the lake for the day, pull up to an island for shore lunch, and fish in the afternoon, have supper, and then go out fishing again at night. You know, it was a fully guided, everything done for you kind of package. I mean, which really is kind of nice once in a while. I mean, of the hundreds of fish I caught, I think I only took one or two fish off the hook the whole time, which is actually kind of weird, you know, when you're someone who fishes a lot. But the guide prefers to do it himself. So, you know, especially when you're catching slimy northerns, far from be it from me to, you know, turn down that opportunity. And the other thing that really struck me on that trip was the amount of daylight we had up there. You know, I think you probably saw a couple of the pictures where, you know, 11:30 at night, we still, I mean, it's basically almost like what we have here right now, and it's 10 minutes to 9. And I remember waking up one night, and there was sort of a twilight glow you could see out the window. I looked at my watch, and it was 2:30 in the morning, and nodded back off to sleep, only to be awakened by the sun pouring in the window, and looked at my watch. Then it was a little after 4. So, you know, that was, you know, it was hard to get used to, but considering the weather we'd had here, lots of clouds and very little sun, it was kind of nice. It kind of made up for it because we got to see a fair bit of it up there.
Boy, that sounds like a great trip. Well, I think that's going to do it for this week's Why Fish Radio. That was just great to hear about that trip. Why Fish Radio, just to remind you all, is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba. Be sure to check them out on the web at catsonthered.net. And Brad, what's the phone number?
That would be area code 204-757-9876.
And we'd like to congratulate Darren Appert from Fergus Falls, Minnesota, for winning our fully guided trip on the Red River with Ken Hollins of Trophy Cat Adventures. He's in for a treat when the water goes down and everything settles out. So we look forward to meeting him and hearing what he has to say about the Red River. But until next week, I am your host, Brad.
And I'm Brad. Keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.